Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by Finglets. Have you lost a finger or toe in an industrial press, car door, domestic abuse situation, or birth defect? If so, you know the embarrassment that comes with job interviews, dates, and sporting events.
Yeah, Derek, I'd love to go out on a date. I'm so glad I ran into you. I'll see you later. Bye. Oh, his finger looked like a Vienna sausage.
Vienna sausage.
Vienna sausage.
Try a Finglet temporary faux finger. Now available in 5 colors to match your own skin tone. Imperial Ivory, Goldenrod, Jaundice, Mudslide, or Harlem Black. Just peel off the adhesive backing, press firmly onto your stump, and voila! A realistic-ish finger that won't cause people to be weirded out when you shake their hands or play rock, paper, scissors with them. Finglets, by the makers of I Have an Ear Now.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dork's at it!
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Hey, freaks, Demented back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. This, of course, is Distorted View Daily. Have you freaks seen any good child porn lately? Huh? If you were on Facebook last night, you probably did. I want to go on the record here saying that I had nothing to do with it. It would appear, though, that the world is turning into an episode of Distorted View Daily. So, yesterday, there was this post on Facebook of a video featuring child pornography. It appeared in people's timelines or something. And then, instead of just deleting it or reporting it as spam or abuse, you guys actually started sharing it. Over 32,000 times this video was shared. And you would write things like, "Ew, this is fucking disgusting," or "This ruined my night." It doesn't matter, because you were then sharing the porn. You were basically distributing child porn last night en masse. And, you know, 32,000 shares do not equal views. You know, if you've got a couple hundred friends or a couple thousand friends, all those people probably saw it too. And by the way, not only did this video receive 32,000 shares, maybe by accident, maybe these people really were disgusted, but the video received over 5,000 likes. I don't know what you can mistake that for. Oh my God, this is disgusting. An old man and an infant getting it on, but the lighting is fantastic. Technically speaking, this was beautifully shot. Like, I did not get to see... I say it as if, you know, it's something that I wanted to see, but no, I did not get to see this thing last night. It didn't pop up on my feed. Surprisingly, actually. I'm kind of offended. You would think a video that disturbing, first stop would be the Distorted View fan page, but alas, it was not. If you guys saw it, email me. Let me know what the video was all about. Was it shot beautifully? I don't know what went on in the video. I do know it involved a grown man sexually abusing an infant girl. It went viral overnight, and I have to say, as disturbing as this video is, thank God it wasn't another Harlem Shake video. If there's anything good that could come out of this, it's knowing that the Harlem Shake videos have subsided. All right, so there you go. Oh, speaking of viral videos, you may have seen this. This really pissed me off. Black people being stupid and just totally too sensitive. There was some sort of, like, community city council meeting or something, and one of the guys described what was going on as a financial black hole. Well, that just set off the two black members of the city council.
It sounds like central collections have become a black hole.
We're talking about science here. The guy, I don't know if you could hear what was going on here, but you know, the guy said it was a black hole, and the black guy said, "Hey, You mean a white hole. Or a pink hole, because apparently white people are actually pink.
Apology.
So he's the one that made it racial. See?
Science. Could I get an apology from the commissioner in this day and time? You don't sit around a table where you have diversity and refer to a black hole.
Well, sure I do. It's a terminology.
Should.
It's science.
Yeah,
Yeah, this really happened, believe it or not. I get it. It sucks for black people because black stuff is kind of associated with bad, you know, light versus dark, good versus evil. But that has nothing to do, you know, with your skin color. It's just a coincidence, you see. But this guy has a whole theory.
So if it's angel food's cake, it's white. If it's devil's food cake, it's black. If you're the black sheep of the family, then you got to be bad. You know, white sheep, you're okay, you know. So.
What about when companies go in the black, right? That's a good thing. That means you're being profitable. Oh, I just threw a monkey wrench in that whole argument.
Should people be extra careful now what they say?
Well, I think people should always be careful. You know, I'm okay if I'm bordering with you, Saul. I'm okay. But if I try to Jew you down, oh, is that racist?
Well, that isn't that two different things? Like, bartering is like, I will give you this for whatever service you can provide, instead of, like, using money. It's a barter system. Jewing someone down is trying to pay the least amount because you're cheap. And I guess that is offensive because that's a stereotype of Jews. A black hole is a black hole. Now, if I call that a nigger hole, if I said, Jesus Christ, this fiscal budget is a goddamn nigger hole, then yeah, okay, then I can see your point. That's kind of offensive. I do like the term nigger hole, though. Has a nice ring to it. What are the other examples he used? Angel food cake. Oh, and devil's food. Yeah, let's call it nigger food cake from now on. Then that would be offensive. I'm the nigger sheep of the family. Oh, those all sound so good. We should really start using those, freaks. All right, moving on now. Speaking of blacks, actually, we have found our new sweet brown. Ain't nobody got time for that. Thank God for hailstorms.
And are now
and
picking
the
up the
news.
Pieces as well. Large hailstones destroyed mobile homes, busted out windows, and car tail lights.
Man, them jokers was big, size of a quarter doggone.
Many said.
It kind of sounds like Tracy Morgan, doesn't it?
A quarter doggone.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
He said, kapuya, kapuya. And your boy, that hell just came in. I looked at my, opened my door, and I looked out my door and started hitting me in my head. I took out running, ran to my restroom, and then I called my mama to see what she all right.
Oh, Lord.
Fried chicken, chitlin, hush puppies, watermelon for dessert.
Man, that's a waste of watermelon when all you got to do is pick it up like it's here. Look at it.
TMB.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TMB.
They gotta be great.
Oh, mammy.
TMB.
Nappy-headed hogs there, I'm gonna tell you that.
TMB.
I want to go.
All right. Moving on. I've got a video clip here of a girl talking to her boyfriend on the phone. She's in her car. Her friend is recording her as she's doing this because the conversation she's having is ridiculous. Pay close attention.
Okay, listen, if you had a cut on your dick, if I have a yeast infection, then it probably spread. That's the only way you could have got it.
Okay, wait a second. So this guy said, I think he's accusing this girl of giving him an STD. And she's telling him, wait a second there, bucko. You had a cut on your dick. I don't know how the hell one gets a cut on their dick, but whatever. I handle my penis like it's a fucking newborn baby. I swaddle it. No blades are allowed anywhere around my penis. And only buttonfly jeans for me, thank you. All right, so whatever. He has a cut on his penis, and she's saying, well, that's how you got whatever it is he has. It's because of her yeast infection, you see.
Okay, listen, if you had a cut on your dick, if I have a yeast infection, then it probably spread. That's the only way you could have got it. Otherwise, you can't get it. It's not a fucking STD. A yeast infection is what girls get when they fucking wear pantyhose or bathing suits. It's something that girls get all the time. It's not a big fucking deal.
What? One minor correction there. Girls don't get it all the time. If you're constantly getting yeast infections, you've got a serious problem. May I respectfully suggest you douche a little more?
Cleanliness is an essential part of sexual attraction. Many women prefer using a douche to clean out their vagina.
Yeah, clean out that vag. It's like he's talking about, you know, the gutters in your house. Time to clean them out. This guy, though, is an expert on douches. The different flavors and scents available.
The flavors and scents range from peach nectar, raspberry, and tutti frutti to champagne and even honey.
That's kind of a giveaway to your partner if he, you know, if he's smelling your cunt and it smells like tutti frutti.
Liquid concentrate packet douches come pre-measured with excellent cleansing, non-irritating, and highly effective chemicals.
We get it.
Ready to be mixed with 1 quart of water.
Back to this clip here. I don't know if there's any more good audio. They're in the car and their windows are down. Why are you yelling at him? You gave him whatever you had. Even if it is just a yeast infection. All right, there you go. And finally, before we get into the news today, I don't know how entertaining this is to you guys, but this video reminded me of myself in that I am kind of like an autistic child. And whenever I hear a sound, it gets stuck in my head, and I just repeat it over and over. Like the ABC network noise, like the end of at the end of a program on ABC, it goes da-na-na-na. I do that all the time. I can't get it out of my head. Well, this kid had the same problem with the Law & Order SVU theme song, so he's going to hum it with the help of a washing machine. What? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, he's also a little Indian kid. Yeah. I know how that goes. I do the same fucking thing when Law & Order SVU comes on. Okay, you get the idea. Fucking retard. Alright, there you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. All right, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now would be a great time to sign up. It's Friday, it's payday, you have a couple extra dollars in your pocket, and that's all it takes to become a Sideshow member. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, sign up right now, it's only $6.99 a month, or get a whole year for $66.99. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Sometimes we do cutoff shows. Yesterday we did an exclusive program. I also posted a video for Sideshow Freaks, and I'll probably be posting a few more this weekend as well. So like I said, it's a great time to sign up. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Montana. What the hell's going on over there? Not a whole hell of a lot. Montana's state senate has given its initial backing to a bill. Now, keep in mind, I'm guessing Montana, like the other 49 states, has some real problems to deal with. Economic problems, social issues. Montana's putting all of those problems on the back burner so they can ensure that their residents will be able to eat dead animals that were run over by cars without fearing they're going to be arrested. That's right. There's a roadkill bill that has entered the state senate. Yes, state senate has given the initial backing to a bill that would allow residents to gather up roadkill and eat it. Quote, "It really is a sin to waste good meat," said State Senator Larry Gent. "This is exactly why I will never move to Montana. Because conversations like this are taking place in the Senate. This is what's really happening. Under the bill, law enforcement officers would issue permits for the removal of dead elk, deer, antelope, and moose off the state's roadway. Several states already allow people to take roadkill home for dinner. If the bill's passed, Montana would join Colorado, Illinois, West Virginia, and Georgia." Oh, Montana would be in great company. Actually, in Florida, Of course, it's legal for drivers to take home any animal as long as it isn't a protected species. So that means you could actually hit a human, I think, and just drag them in the backseat of your car and cook them up. It's a loophole. A cannibal loophole. It got me thinking, like, what would I rather, if I was in a position where I had to fend for myself when it came for food, I couldn't purchase anything at the grocery store, what would I do? Would I go for the roadkill? Fresh-ish roadkill? Or would I start dumpster diving? Like that episode of Extreme Cheapskates? Remember that Asian chick who refuses to use toilet paper? That's just throwing money away. So she has like this like water bottle or something, and she'll spray down her asshole, and then she takes slivers of soap. Like when the soap, when the bars of soap are almost all gone, there's just a sliver left. She'll use that to clean her naughty bits when she's done pissing and shitting. But anyway, she dumpster dives, and she had her friends come over for a meal. And it was all, like, expired food from stores and, you know, in restaurants.
As a friend, I know how she lives. So I suspect that the food came from the dumpster. And where did you get this food from?
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, considering how she lives her life, that's not something you want to hear, okay?
What does that chicken taste like?
It just doesn't taste good to me.
Rude.
So where did it come from?
The trash bags on the street.
Oh.
That was a very disgusted, oh. I think the way this works is the guy is friends with the Asian extreme cheapskate, and he brought along his girlfriend, who doesn't really know the woman.
When I found out it came from the dumpster, I felt a little sick to my stomach. I'm just gonna...
This woman had no clue.
Go to the bathroom. That's okay. Who knows what's in that dumpster? There's bugs and all sorts of stuff, especially in the city. Just, yeah.
She's going to go puke, and then it's time to leave, I think.
I think we're going to... Are you going?
Yeah, we're going to skedaddle.
If Matt and Rose had not found out the food was dumpster dived, then I think they would have tried more of the food.
Sure.
Although, I don't know if they would have liked those particular dishes. Good to see you again. Too. And it was nice to meet you.
Awkward.
It was good seeing Kate. She's a good person. But my girlfriend and I are definitely excited to leave.
I guess we'll...
Oh, those poor people. You can actually watch the whole episode online. It's on YouTube. You could watch her dumpster dive in front of a restaurant. Meanwhile, the workers are just staring at her through the window. They come out yelling at her. She actually has come up with a way to dumpster dive successfully, and that is to dress like a homeless person. She said that actually helps out. If the people that work at the restaurant think you're homeless, they'll usually let you sift through the garbage can. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Washington State. A Bellingham burglar who armed himself with a squirt gun loaded with semen must serve 1.5 years in prison. Maybe it wasn't really filled with semen. Maybe he was just using an oozinator.
What do you call the new water and ooze blasting oozinator?
Oh, yeah!
It was like the squirt gun that loaded up with this white jizz-looking liquid. The slime that would shoot out of it. The commercial's so disgusting. It looks like little kids are being pelted with cum.
Gross!
Oh, ew! Disgusting!
And of course...
Awesome!
The new Usinator Blaster from Super Soaker.
All right, back to the story here. Eric Michael Miller, 21, and two other men tied bandanas over their face on the evening of January 18th and broke into an apartment. A man sleeping on the couch awoke to find two men pinning him down and beating him. Aiming handguns at him, they demanded to know where the sleeper's roommate had gone because he owed them money, possibly for drugs, according to charging documents. Throughout the assault, the man lost consciousness several times, but at one point he caught a glimpse of Miller's face under the mask. He recognized him. Miller pistol-whipped him with a real handgun. Then he took out a squirt gun and sprayed the man in the face. Now you're like the rest of my expletives. I'm guessing maybe bitches? Now you're like the rest of my bitches, covered in semen, Miller said. Miller took the man's money and wallet. A witness reported seeing four men running from the scene. Police showed up to find the unit. That's not a very smart idea, because now your DNA is all over the place. All over this dude's face. A witness reported seeing four men running from the scene. Police showed up to find the unit unlocked, ransacked, and full of overturned furniture. Nobody was home. A few minutes later, the victim, a man who had past run-ins with the law, called police from Ferndale. He claimed he feared the men might come back, so he fled. Officers recovered a bandana and a squirt gun from the scene. A substance in the gun tested positive for semen. Miller turned himself into police within 2 weeks. Deputy Prosecutor Jim Hulbert considered filing charges of first-degree burglary with a sexual motivation, but prosecutors didn't feel they could prove he got any sexual gratification out of the spraying of the man. Well, he got sexual gratification to load the gun, I guess. Instead, Hulbert said it seemed to be more about humiliating him. Miller pleaded guilty Thursday morning to first-degree burglary. He declined to address the court. Judge Deborah Garrett sentenced him to 18 months behind bars. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, you know all of those boner pills that you see advertised on late-night TV? You know, the natural way to enhance your libido and get a rock-hard cock? Well, believe it or not, one of those pills actually works, and that's why it's being recalled. Yes, a male enhancement pill has been recalled for actually enhancing male performance. The company behind this thing is as baffled as we are. In one of the more counterintuitive product recalls, a dietary supplement that promises to enhance male sexual performance is being recalled for containing a drug that enhances male sexual performance. New Jersey-based Freedom Trading announced last week that it was issuing a voluntary recall of Superpower, an all-natural herbal extract that promises enhanced libido and a powerful erection, among other benefits. Independent laboratory tests determined that the pills contain small amounts of an ingredient not listed on the label, sildenafil. Sildenafil? Whatever. A generic name of the drug best known as Viagra. That's a real problem for a couple of reasons. First of all, Viagra has its share of side effects. It could make your heart explode if you have, you know, issues in that area. Patients who take nitrates for chest pains or heart disease could experience a drop in blood pressure. But the other problem is this is an actual drug. And since it's being marketed as a dietary supplement, it shouldn't have drugs. Otherwise, you know, the FDA would have to get involved. Superpower simply isn't allowed to have any actual drugs in it. An FDA spokesperson explained dietary supplements aren't regulated in the same way that pharmaceuticals are, and supplement companies don't need to get FDA approval before marketing and selling their wares in the U.S. Such products can be easily identified by the standard disclaimer that they are all required to make, that they're not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease. Basically, what I'm saying here is, if you want some cheap Viagra, try to find some superpower that hasn't been recalled yet. Just look for the red package with two white stallions galloping on the beach. I shit you not. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Checking in with my freaks one last time this week.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Pubic Puff Daddy here.
Hi, Pubic Puff
I had an
Puff
idea
Daddy.
For you. You were trying to think of ways to get everyone on the same RSS.
Yeah.
And I think you should only post Sideshow content on the Super Freak Sideshow RSS feed. That way all of your Sideshow freaks will also be subscribed to Distorted View Daily.
Yeah, I thought of doing that, but then I was like, I want to make it as easy as possible for my Sideshow freaks, so why not throw everything up there? I mean, they're already subscribed to that feed. It is more work for me because I got to post it on two separate, you know, feeds. But I was thinking about that. I don't know. Do you guys care? I mean, you probably don't care. It's easy to subscribe to the Distorted View feed, so it's not that much extra work for you guys.
That, and also since I have both of them, it means I have to delete less content from the free side because then you're only posting, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Friday on it instead of.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I will do that. I'll think about it. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak Harry Eyeballs here. Just calling to say, everybody knows that old Roy Killer War saying, crystal meth loosens up your buho.
Right.
Well, I don't do crystal meth, but there is this painkiller that I take called oxycodone.
Mm-hmm. Does that loosen up your butthole, too?
Which is made from, like, the same stuff as morphine. It uses opium. And I haven't taken a shit for, like, 2 days.
Oh.
And I took... an oxy, yeah, you get the point.
Right,
and
yeah.
I finally did take a shit, like 15 minutes after, so I guess some drugs actually do loosen up your butthole. So yeah, that's
see,
it.
You should have recorded that, really. If you have an iPhone, it's very easy to record. I would love to hear a drug-induced bowel movement.
Hey, Tim. This is Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Member.
Ooh,
I'm listening to the March 11th episode, and you're featuring the homeless woman in Portland. And I believe that I know who that is. I went to culinary school in Portland, and there was a crazy homeless woman who would stand out in front of the MAX commuter train and, like, pull her pants down and scream at them all the time.
Well,
and we used to call her Schmeagle.
That sounds like her.
We had no name for her because all she would do was scream and yell
Schmeagle.
And be crazy, and she looked kind of like Schmeagle. So that's one thing in Distorted View that has actually come true or that I've experienced in my
hitting close to home.
My actual life. Hope you're having a great day. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on.
Hey, Tim. I'm just calling because I don't know if you're screwed up your feed or not. But
no, it's you.
On my wonderful feed, the Sideshow feed anyway, I didn't see 318 show. And so then I went to the Sideshow site, and when I went to the Sideshow site, and I followed the feed link after I logged in, it doesn't have the 318 show, and the shows are all, like, out of order, so I'm not sure if you're doing something, but would you please fix it up?
I think it was you. I mean, that's the first I've ever heard of that issue.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Al Jolson calling in with a Know Your Mammy Frequent moment. This past weekend, I had an old friend of mine over for lunch. She and I hadn't really talked in a while. So she came over and we're catching up, and she's filling me in on some health issues she had been having.
Oh, no.
She went to the doctor, the gynecologist last week, and during the exam, they found something that could potentially be a tumor.
Oh.
They don't know yet. They're running tests. She's going to find out in a couple of days.
That isn't
until
hot.
Then, she's scared, understandably. And so she's telling me this, and it's a really emotional moment between the two of us. I'm finding out one of the people I care most about in this world could potentially be seriously sick. And just, it was really intense, and the whole time we're talking, in my head, I just keep hearing batteries, vagina cancer, Dayo Chinese, vagina cancer, Pekingese.
Yeah, you should send her that song.
I got fucking Lasexaflex running through my head.
Hey, yeah, speaking of whatever the fuck that name is, Lasexaflex, Jesus Christ. On yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program, I broke the news that Lasexaflex is back with a new album. Ta-da! You can go to lasexaflex.bandcamp.com. Now, the album is not free, but it is pay what you can, right? So if you can't afford anything, I suppose you can download it for free. I bought it for $10. I feel like they deserve it. They're good friends of the program. They love Distorted View Daily. So the least I could do is support their music, which I love. I played a couple tracks yesterday. Go to lasexaflex.bandcamp.com and listen to some of their new music. What was the name of that song? Was it called Vagina Cancer? It was called Toxic Shock Syndrome, or TSS. Here it is. You get the idea there. Next up.
Thank you, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland.
Ooh.
Hey, I wanted to jump in on this conversation about comment wars and, call air, people we don't like. Well, I don't have anybody I don't like, but there's a couple people I do like. It's been a long time since I've heard Michael Carino call in the show.
I think he stopped listening.
I don't think he's doing too much podcasting anymore since he almost lost his kid from Armchair Kid Nation. But
I just love that Distorted View was brought up in a court case.
And UNC Dave is pretty cool. He's always got something cool to say. Haley's comment, I have to agree with Incognito. I think he's just Wikipediaing you know, everything to the show. Mm-hmm. And Panascore, he's awesome. And, Zach from Florida. He's been letting out hints and stuff, like, where he works. And he said he was a Disney cast member and stuff like that. See, my mom works at Disney, and so I'm trying to figure this shit out. All right, that's all I got. I'll keep listening to the show. Keep up the good work. Bye.
All right, Rob from Cleveland checking in. A couple more here.
Okay, so the last message really sucked. So I'm just going to say, I am a Sideshow member. I'm a black lady freak.
Ooh.
I've been listening for eons. But
you sound very attractive. Please send me your picture. I want to check you out.
Legit, my question was just, what the hell was the song you played on the 3rd of January? I fucking love that song, and I looked everywhere for it, and I can't find it.
Oh, God. I hate when people do this, because I'm wondering, what the hell song I played on the 3rd of January? All right, here is the 3rd of January. This is the beginning of the show. I don't know if they're referring to that or the end. So let's figure this out together. What is this song?
It's like, when I walk in a strip joint, I want to see some thick dudes, some hairy dudes, some gentlemen of a certain age. Dancing in your drawers, daddy make that ass clap.
I'm guessing the song is Daddy Make That Ass Clap. Look for that on YouTube. Is that the song she's referring to?
Daddy make that ass clap, running on all fours. Daddy make that ass clap.
Let's fast forward to the end here, and maybe it was the ending music.
Through the gay partner, Tim.
And he called, and for some reason I...
Lifetime Sideshow member Shirley here.
Of course, sir. The podcast, guys. Thank you so much for being Sideshow Freaks. I will see you... Thank you so much for being Sideshow Freaks. I will see you back tomorrow to end the week with the Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Yeah, I love this song. I don't remember the name of it, though. I have no idea what song she's referring to. Both the songs are ridiculous. It's got to be here. Oh, I know the name of it. It's called Lightspeed Disco, I think. Let me see. Yeah. By Saber Pulse. You can find it on the Baby Cakes 8-bit album. All right, Lightspeed Disco. All right, couple more voicemails.
Okay, so the last message really sucked.
Just played that one.
Good, Timmy Boo, loyal Sideshow Freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric gynecologist. And I just wanted to thank Hippie Freak for her love, and I'm glad that she laughs every time I call in.
See, this is what's great about voicemail wars. You find out not only about the people who hate you, but you find out about people who are on your side.
And I had a question for Get'em Steve Dave. He mentioned his friend Walt Flanagan. So you are the same Get'em that has been frequently featured on Tell 'em Steve Dave podcast? If that's the case, then you don't get any hate on DV, but you're pretty hated on Tell 'em Steve Dave. I don't hate you, but a lot of people do.
Okay, you need to pull clips. I need to know exactly what's happening on this other podcast. Sounds like something I'd be really interested in. All right, and finally today.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow listener DNL calling in, and boy,
again,
do I have a story for you.
Called in yesterday.
Might run long, but I promise it's got a payoff.
Okay.
So about 2 years ago, I lived in an apartment alone and unemployed. Because I was unemployed, all I could really afford to eat was breakfast cereal. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, breakfast cereal. So, one day, while I'm sitting around, I feel a weird shit coming on. You know the kind. The Bristol 7 all the way through. So I get my ass up and I sit down on my toilet. And then comes the shit. This disgusting stream of shit. It takes about 10 seconds to pass through me, but once it's done, I feel much better.
Okay.
And here's where things go a bit south. So I get up, I look at the toilet seat, and it looks like somebody just poured about 2 liters of Big Red into my toilet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Blood.
It was blood. My toilet bowl was completely full of blood. So I freak out for about 30 seconds, grab a bunch of napkins, and begin wiping my ass off. By the time I get done, I look at it in the mirror, and it looks like my dick just... got, no, not re-recording it. Fuck off. So it looks like my anus just...
Sometimes I get confused, too, between my dick and my anus.
Finished eating a pie. An entire cherry pie.
Ugh.
And, of course, I, not having any money, don't want to tell anyone about this. So I don't go to the doctor, never have it looked at, and you're pretty much the first person who's known about this.
Ew!
Haley's Comet, if there was ever a time for you to call in and explain what the hell's going on, we need your wisdom. What's going on with this guy's asshole? Whatever it is, it's not good. So if anyone has any idea of what might be going on, please email or voicemail in. We'll find out next week, hopefully. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God? This fiscal budget is a goddamn nigger hole. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. If you want more DV, sign up for the Sideshow. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Monday. We'll do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody. Burgers.